Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Carl Willis. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Evans reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Boggs scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Armas reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. Easler moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Easler scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Doug Baer now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Evans moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Armas moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson throws the ball into Brookins, who tags Easler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rice scores. Armas scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Castillo now catching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Rupert Jones now playing center field. Barbaro Garby now playing second base. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nichols moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Easler hits a pop-up towards short. Brooken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins moves to third. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing first base. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Miller scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins misplays the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Gary Allinson now catching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.